Council of the Town Section to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you for your attendance. We have a ceremony to preside over for the first item of business. We have a new court commissioner, first woman in nearly 100 years of port's history. And happy to have Pam as our newly elected commissioner. And Karen is going to swear her in.
Drop my library.
I'm just going to stand for one.
Sure.
The copy of Doom.
I'll put them right here because I want my books. Are we ready?
You have the floor.
I, Pam Petronic, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the State of Washington and all local ordinances, and that I will faithfully and impartially perform and discharge the duties of the office of the Port of Port Townsend, Commissioner District 1, in and for Jefferson County, Washington, according to the law, to the best of my ability. These are three of my favorite books, The Pirate Queen, which shows that since ancient times, women have rowed and sailed, commanded and fished, built boats and owned fleets, and Grace O'Malley from the 16th century, another favorite book of mine is a book that Rick has had for a long time. It's called The Business Guides. It was written in 18-something, and it's The Business Guides, the name says it all. And my other book for today is On Tyranny, 20 Lessons from the 20th Century. And I believe in history. Two quotes. History allows us to see patterns and make judgments. And history permits us to be responsible, not for everything, but for something.
Check under your seats and see if you've won the Rolls Royce. I think you must want it. Oh, that's what you told me.
7 years later.
Too late now.
Not like that.
And I want to thank Rick and all of Jefferson County.
Actually,
thank you.
One more.
That's a picture in itself. You're using an iPhone.
Yeah, I know.
Sam Abel.
So I got the pen.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Agenda.
I'll make a motion, or go ahead, make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Public comments. Who wants to go first?
About anything?
Anything.
I would just like, with the ED selection process, that we slow it down, that we just don't rush into this. Based on history, and I'll leave it at that. I just think the process should be really careful, calculated, and slowed down. That's all, and I just want that on public record. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
Speechless, that's a first. Write that down in a minute. No? Steve?
No.
All right. Consent agenda. Someone had a chance to look at the consent agenda. Exceptions or updates or into that?
You all good, Pam?
Yes.
I'll make a motion. We take the consent agenda as printed. Accept the consent agenda as printed.
Yes.
Second. One second.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. No second readings, no first readings. Regular business. We have lease, item A, a co-op property acquisition lease amendments.
Commission, if you remember the last meeting, we had a discussion on this, and the commission approved this transaction in concept. We worked with our attorney to get all the documents together, and those documents are now in order. We have ordered a title report that we're hoping comes in today. It's the last thing, but everything else has come out clean, including the statutory warranty deed. So we were going to do a quick claim deed, but because we couldn't get all of the documents from the bank, we decided to go with the statutory warranty deed, which the co-op agreed to. So with that, we've presented this to the commission for their review for the last few days. If there are any questions, if not, staff would like to recommend approval.
I'll make a comment. I think this is a really constructive and productive thing we're doing for Bohannon. I think the co-op being the employer that you are really helps our whole mandate of marine trades, and you guys are pretty exemplary on that department in terms of supporting that. And so I think this is a really win-win for everyone to move forward, get us into some more properties that are already rented, which is great, and gets you kind of more focused on what you want to do. So I'm very excited to see how this progresses.
Well, we're grateful that for Jim and Eric and Happy for working with us and helped us put this together, because yeah, this is a really good deal for us in terms of being able to grow our business.
Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah. Thank staff and the commission for helping put this all together.
Okay, I'll make a second. Okay, the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Election of commission officers. No nominations.
Who's doing what?
Asking me to make that decision. Thanks a lot, but I think it's one I'm going to share.
Well, I'm happy to step in as president, run it for a year, see who wants to do it next year. That sound good?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your preference for a position?
You guys can step out some way. I can't actually do that legally.
Coin toss, you want to be the secretary here?
You have been a great president. What would you like to do next?
Rear admiral.
I'll be vice president.
I'll be the vice president.
Okay. All right. Okay. I think stepping into year one, that would be a good idea.
It's a good soft start. Okay, so that's what we'll do with that. Make a motion to accept the slate. I make a motion to accept the slate.
Yes.
All in favor?
Yes, aye.
You were right, man.
Assume.
I will say, I will make a comment. It was really nice to not assume the con. And Bill, you did an excellent job this year. I think we should all give Bill a hand. Okay, so the next agenda would be the 2020 committee assignments. Let's turn to 47 to go through that. Someone down here. Okay, so the notes that I made is that Pam and I, prior to her coming on the commission, has talked about swapping the Jefferson County Food Council for the Fort Worden Advisory Committee seat, which was formerly Steve's, if that's okay. Don't know what to do about the PIP Fund Committee. It seems to meet every decade or so, whether it's needed or not.
I have talked with Steve Tucker about this, and I would be happy to assume that. To be able to work with the county, and it does meet irregularly as needed. And Steve can add to that.
I can clarify that just a little bit. They hadn't met for a really long time, and for many reasons, but because of that, not meeting for a long time, at the last board meeting, we decided that we definitely wanted to meet annually. So it will be a more regular committee now.
Thank you. One assignment of TJ's, I think Terry is going to take, is or has already taken that one.
Yes, Terry will assume TJ's responsibility in that. If we could, commissioners, go down the list, just because I'd like to discuss some of these committees we're involved in, the question whether we should be involved.
Right.
So, and obviously in the CEO breakfast, I think we should change my name to executive director. So whoever that is should continue that. The Climate Action Committee, Eric has traditionally been a part of that and a commissioner.
I'm happy to stay on that.
You stay on that?
As well, okay. Yeah.
The Chamber of Commerce, Jefferson County, Bill has attended a lot of those meetings. I don't know if you want to continue that.
Yeah.
But again, I think my name should be executive director there.
Bill, I can share that with you if you'd like.
As long as we sit at different tables, I don't see any reason why we can't all go.
Right.
So this is assignments, not exclusions. So.
Okay.
The Hood Canal, has anyone ever
been
to the North Hood Canal Chamber of Commerce?
Where does it meet?
I don't know.
Andy, do you know anything?
Alternately in Quilting and Vernon.
Alternately?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it still active?
Mildly.
Yeah, does it actually send out a notice when it's going
to
meet?
Yes, if you would like to be sent a notice, I'll tell them.
That'd be great. Thanks, Ann.
Well, the Underground Coordinating Council is really a maintenance issue, and Chris can do that. I know Larry, when he was here, sat on that committee. Fort Worden Advisory Committee, we had a discussion. Is that something that we want to continue on? Have we really done anything?
Did you actually go, Steve?
Yeah.
You find it useful at all?
Well, that's one of the reasons I came today, to kind of give my insights on these committees. And I went to it a couple of years ago, and there's really nothing of any value.
Right.
And I think then you were in it, and I don't think you found much value. And then this last time I went, there was some substantive discussions regarding whether or not to keep a boat ramp there. So that's about the only thing that has happened. And frankly, I'm thinking that, aside from the people that you meet and the acquaintances you make, all of the work that goes on there can just be handled as easily telephone call with Brian. So whoever, somebody should get a relationship with Brian Hagman, the Fort Warden Ranger, and just talk with him. Have a copy once a month. I think that is fire, you know, once every so often.
Yeah.
That would probably suffice.
I'm happy. I see Brian. We attend the same church, and so I do see Brian on a fairly regular basis. And so I'm happy to. And he has used that venue to say, hey, you know, we're doing this or we're doing that. We bump into each other.
So Bill, you're okay with me taking that on?
Yes.
On an informal basis?
But I won't be going to the advisory committee. Okay. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the moving the radio station out there, so I don't know how much to do. I'm kind of have with those people anyway. But mm-hmm. I may be
okay.
Kind of a
so that's
ghost,
all
a ghostly apparition in some of those meetings. So.
Okay.
Right. Food Council, Pam, you wanted to take that on?
Yes, because I'm part of the farmers market, so that makes sense.
Okay. Growth management is typically Eric. It's really a planning meeting. So solid waste would be Terry Kyle, so he'll send that position. The county IMT, again, I'm not sure the incident management team, but I'm sure Terry Kyle would probably be the right person to be continuing.
So this is a sort of emergency planning kind of thing?
Maybe that would be Terry Taylor, who's safety and environmental.
Could be Terry Taylor. Very good. The PIF money Pam's going to sit on. MRC.
Can I jump in here?
Sure.
So Pam,
yes.
We might want to think about, I may want to take PIF if you want to take Marine Resources. Are you strong in wanting PIF if PIF comes up?
I was just going to enjoy being able to work with the county.
Okay.
But
you're free.
Yeah. I will take the Marine Resource Committee. And you can take the PIF.
Well, I think it would work. I think you would find more. I mean, I'm saying this from
mm-hmm.
just thinking about your who you are. I think you would find more input from Marine Resource Committee than you would from PIF.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to exceed both, but I would take PIF for the moment.
Okay.
I don't think you would do that.
NRDC?
I'll stay on that.
Pacific Coast Congress would be Terry. The Mortgage Tenants Union.
I'm happy to give that to Pam.
I can do that.
Okay. They don't really meet very often, at least
right,
with us.
But I see
great
them vicariously a lot.
So WAMA, Washington Airport Management?
I have never gone to a meeting. They tend to have them places I can't get to. I do read their minutes and stuff. I'm happy to continue
it
on that basis. And maybe when I get an airplane running again, I'll be able to fly to those meetings. But
good.
Right now, they're kind of in the wrong places all the time.
You know, you and I, you could let me know, too.
Yeah.
That might be worth getting those.
They're actually very good meetings. They're actually better than the FAA meetings.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, Washington Finance, Abigail. So now we're getting into committees, and the committees are basically at the WPPA meetings. So, Aviation Committee.
Why don't I take WAMA? You want to stay on WAMA? Why don't we both go on WAMA?
Yeah, you can co-seat that one.
Yeah,
let's both co-seat WAMA.
Aviation Committee, WPPA, you're on it now. You want to stay on it?
I'm happy to stay on it.
Okay.
So can I make a comment on these committee assignments here?
Yeah.
This seems to be kind of a run-and-gun type of deal. When we get to conferences, it's really more like, how does the agenda look for what we all need to be doing? And so sometimes you know, maybe it's Bill in the aviation committee, maybe it's even Pam, or maybe it's me. And we need to assign committees here?
We typically do, but we don't. You know, when you're in these committees, they really don't vote on things. It's more of a institutional knowledge of what's happening.
Right.
And they happen frequently, they happen concurrently, so even if you're assigned,
right,
you know, more than one, you can't attend more than one. It's in the same time slot.
My recommendation would be just to remove these committees because they're really not pertinent to a vote or anything. And I agree with you, when you see the agenda, you just go to the ones that are pertinent.
Yeah, I mean, usually we divvy it up the first day of the conference. It's like, okay, who's going where?
Now, the only one that's necessary that you talk about now is WPPA Board of Trustees. Mm-hmm. I have been that trustee for the last 2 years because I was on the board, but it's really typically a commissioner job. Mm-hmm. You do have to stay Friday morning for a vote. So that's the downside. One of you is going to have to vote because they do actually take votes in that meeting.
Yeah. And they pass out the awards from the.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to take that responsibility for the time being.
Okay. And then I would remove the economic development, environmental, and do exactly what you all said.
Whoever's on hand.
Whoever's on hand at that time. That will shorten the list of committees anyway.
Go ahead and Mitch, put a...
Committees. One thing on the committees I didn't realize until I actually got signed up for the environmental one is that, like, when you go to the meetings and the conferences, you just kind of show up and you hear what's going on. But if you actually, our assignment here of the committees that we go to isn't the same as being assigned the committee from the lead of the committee. And I discovered that when I actually signed up to be on the environmental committee and became involved in their planning of, there's a lot of behind the scenes work that goes on before those meetings, to conferences. And when you're actually on the committee from the WPPA end, you end up being invited to lots and lots of meetings in Olympia and all over the place that you don't really hear about when you're at those little ones at the conference. And so there's conference calls and webinars and all kind of stuff that are involved if you choose to get on one from the WPPA inside. Mm-hmm.
Is there any, so I'm thinking, you know, that there's email lists and things like that that you get on because you're on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any reason for us not to be on the committee in bank?
All three of you can be on the committee.
And I would suggest that you know, that just so that we get the information that what we do with these things, if that seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, you know, if you go to a committee that you're not copied on all the information on, you end up being at a meeting where you're trying to play catch up.
That's how it works for the finance committee. We meet quarterly and you're part of the group and then you get emails like Mr. Tucker was saying.
Yeah. That would be my suggestion.
So Karen can put all three of your names on all those committees. She can work with WPP to do that.
It will require you to coordinate at the time of each meeting though, right?
We do that anyway, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I wanted to add a couple ideas to talk about the East Jefferson Puget Sound Anglers Committee that Steve has been part of, and if that's a committee that we want to keep going to, I would be happy to volunteer to go to that, but I would need an alternative in case I wasn't able to show up. They meet once a month, and the commissioner has to open the door for them, so if there was ever a month I couldn't come, I would need an alternative. So what do you think about that being on this list?
I eat fish.
Steve can give more information on that.
It's actually a pretty valid thing. I mean, we do the mortgage tenants, we do the marine trade, so this is just an extension of that. Really specializing in trailer boats, so I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
just to be clear for Karen, for the WPPA, you're wanting her to sign up all three commissioners for all of the WPPA?
All the committee, all the committee,
except Board of Trustees.
Not the Board of Trustees. Only one for the Board of Trustees.
Okay, so including the legislative and the finance administrative?
Yep. Well,
not finance.
You're the finance person.
Right. Well, I just want to be clear. And then Eric's named for legislative, so all commissioners plus Eric?
Plus Eric.
Okay.
That include public relations?
Yeah, and the marina.
And also on the committee assignments, there's one other group. I don't see the marine traits listed on here.
It should be on there. But
I just don't see it.
It's not on there, but
okay.
No, it's not on there.
All right. And that could be as invited rather than a committee assignment.
So the only thing to bring up is, bit of a slippery slope in what about Jefferson County Pilots? Jeffco Pilots is a ballot association that meets once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So should they be representative? Should they have the ability to meet here in the commission building?
So that's a thing I was going to bring up the 1st of February, is really the operational use of this room. Typically, Steve has managed this room with MRC and Puget Sound Anglers. The past commissioners have had a policy where either staff or commissioner have to be in the group to use this room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a policy. You guys can change that or do whatever you need to do. But
so that's with non-governmental groups.
Right.
There are governmental groups that use this room as well. But
right. Like the county or
yeah.
Right. So anyway, we don't need to talk about that today, but I'd like to keep this pretty select so that all of a sudden this room doesn't get used by everybody without any kind of
oversight.
But I agree, Pete. Pilots should be on there too. I mean, we look at our four businesses, if you will, the marine trades, the mortgage tenants, the trailer boaters, and the pilots. I mean, those are all groups that should be able to use the facility.
Jason, Pam, you're taking the anglers?
Yes.
Taking marine trades?
That's going to be as invited.
So this is Gwendolyn's round table.
Right.
Okay. I would hope that the new director would follow what we've been doing and have the new director at every one of those meetings. That's so important.
You okay? All right, so I did put down, can we go over this list one more time? Just to make sure we're clear on who's doing what.
Okay.
You want to go do it, Jim?
Yep. CEO, Executive Director. The Climate Action Committee would be Eric Caves and Pete Hankey. Chamber of Commerce would be Bill Putney. The Hood Canal Chamber of Commerce would be Pete Hankey. Bill Putney for Jefferson County. Chris Sparks in Underground Coordinating. The Fort Worden Advisory Committee, Pete's going to kind of work with Brian on that. Pam's going to be on the Food Council. Growth Management will be Eric. Solid Waste will be Terry Kyle. Incident Management will be Terry Taylor. The Public Infrastructure Funds would be Pete. Marine Resources would be Pam. The NODC would be Bill Putney. Terry would be Pacific Coast Congress. Mortgage Tenants Union would be Pam. WAMA would be Pete. The Washington Finance would be
Pete and Bill together on WAMA.
Right. Finance would be Abigail. The Board of Trustees would be Bill for the WPPA. All three commissioners would be on the Aviation Committee, Economic Development, Environmental. Abigail would be on Finance and Administration. Eric and all three commissioners would be on legislative, Marina Committee would be all three, and public relations would be all three. The Puget Sound Anglers would be Pam, Marine Trades would be as invited, but with a parent that the director should attend, and the pilots would be, I'm assuming, Pete.
Yeah.
And those are local, the last two, right? Because aren't there, well, I don't know about the pilots, but isn't Marine Trades, don't they have a national, a nationwide one too? No?
They have a statewide, but they're talking statewide, about, they're talking about the local Marine Trades.
Okay.
Jefferson
County. Okay.
PTPA. That's the same with the pilots.
PT, right? What time is that?
JCPA.
Yeah.
We all ready for all that?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't need a motion on that. We'll just make sure that the list is updated.
Speaking of that, the packets for next week will come out tomorrow, so it's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
And I do have a list of meeting dates I want you guys to think about in that packet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jim,
have you got anything for you?
Just Steve, thank you for your time with the port. Appreciate that. And Pam, welcome aboard. And Happy New Year to everybody.
Ditto.
I want to say a couple things. One is the culmination of the co-op acquisition. It's been almost a 6-month process. I want to thank the commission for their support and working with the co-op. Thank the co-op for their support with staff working this deal together. It was a very complex deal to put together, so thank you. I want to welcome Pam, and I want to thank Steve. And I do want to let people know that, or you guys know, that I'll be out tomorrow and Monday, so. But I'm always, well, I won't be available for a couple of days. I'm going to be in Canada.
We can reach you there.
Oh, Canada.
That's it.
Commissioner comments. Pam.
Okay. Thank you. I wanted to ask Bill and Pete for your ideas on rolling out the strategic plan update, and I'm thinking of it as it can be approached a lot of different ways, so it would be great to hear your input on how to brush that up. And I'm thinking about it like a maintenance boat project, not a complete renovation. I know it's been attempted in a few years ago to brush it up, and I think that data is all still really relevant. So you want to think about how we could do that.
Sounds like a subject for a workshop.
Yep. Yeah, we could talk about that the next workshop.
Yeah. Do we have a workshop coming up?
I think it's a perfect example because we're going to be talking about the next phase of the comp scheme.
Yeah.
So you're going to review the next part of the data, and it's a great segue into going into how would we incorporate strategic plan actions for that.
Great. Anything else?
No.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Happy New Year to everyone. Welcome to the board. I guess during my term as president, I had scant input for meeting agenda items, and I guess if you just pass all those things through the ED, they'll probably get on the agenda somehow. So, welcome aboard. Congratulations on your ascension once again to the throne. More like the meeting pole, well, the larger target on your back. Anyway,
Are you, so that's an interesting comment. So are you talking about, as president, you didn't get enough input on agenda input items?
So I was never sure when I got things from staff where they came from. So I don't know for sure. So I guess I want to, for Pam's benefit, to just, the way things happen is that the staff meets with the president before every commission meeting and sets the agenda. So if there's things that you want to have on the agenda to be discussed, or topics for workshops or whatever, bring those to the ED in your one-on-one, and that should get brought into the agenda planning system.
Did you guys maintain that whiteboard?
I don't think it's been used, and I think that, as I can recall, I think I'm the only one that wrote anything on it. It was written in the wrong kind of marker, so it's still there.
I think that's a great idea, though. I mean, if we can erase the board, get a new one.
We can afford a new one.
For commissioners to just, if I'm not there or the new ED's not there, come up to the board and just write an idea if you want it on the agenda. And Pete, I hope you will continue Bill's tradition of coming in 2 days before or 3 days before we need to think about the agenda.
Absolutely.
And yeah. Really help us plan, because it really is a commission meeting. We want to make sure that it's your meeting, not staff's meeting.
Yeah. And I think in the Larry Crockett world, that whiteboard was a valuable tool. And we were always encouraged to come in and sit down, even if staff wasn't around, and just go through the whiteboard and make comments on it. And for the audience too, if you have something you want on the agenda, it's not like, there's some two tablets of stone that are printed somewhere and we show up with that for our agenda. So the door's open on the ED's office all the time. You've got our cell phone numbers. If there's ideas that you want to see brought to the forefront that you think are important, throw them out there. Yeah, and I think the one thing that happens often too is people are surprised at the agenda. It has to come out at a certain time, which is the Friday, generally before the Wednesday meeting. So if there are ideas, the only thing we would ask is that you get that out before that Friday, so that it makes it into the pool of the box.
I think staff would just like to footnote that some ideas take time to develop. So,
absolutely.
It wouldn't be immediate action, but at least it would get the ball rolling to start immediate action.
Right. Yeah. It's not like if you show up on Thursday, have with an idea, and you think it's going to make that meeting, probably won't make that meeting. But it'll certainly get the ball rolling, and we can keep it around.
And I always like to put a plug in for the, I think all of the commissioners are available. So anybody who has a concern, comment on the operation of the port, a great idea. We're always here, and we all have other schedules, but certainly time can be made to hear whatever it is you have to say. So.
And Karen's been.
Just gonna say, if you really want it done, then talk to me.
Yeah. Karen can run us down.
Yeah, that's almost more productive. Is get it to Karen first. So just a quick comment, going back to the co-op thing, when you moved into TBM, I remember that idea being kicked around then. You were still here. That was prior to you even leaving. So this potential swap of property has been talked about for years and years and years. And I think it's really exciting. I'm glad that we finally got there. So that's awesome. And looking forward to a pretty exciting new year. We have an industrial development district that's fully funded, so that's exciting. It'll be interesting to see where we go with that. What else do I have? And I'm looking forward to the executive director search. I think that's going to be really exciting. Recently went through one of the screenings, and it's pretty exciting, the individuals I think we have on tap to be looking at, so it's really good.
All right, so our next meeting will be January 8th, next week. There is a workshop at 9:30, and there is a regular business meeting at 1. We are adjourned, and no executive session.